Whenever you meet somebody online and you go out on a date with them, there's always a little part of you that has to fear for your life. A little bit.
What?
You know, because you don't really know them that well.
What? Why are you fearing who you're dating?
Because you're meeting people on the internet.
Well, all right.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll give it to you on that one.
Steve, who's on the phone today for a second date update, legit had to fear for his life on his first date, though. It's a crazy story, and he'll tell us in just a second. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Glad you're alive to tell us the story, it sounds like.
Yeah, you and me both.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we get into the craziness that you described in your email, tell us a little bit about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Cecilia.
Cecilia. Okay. All right. And where did you meet Cecilia?
I met her on Tinder.
Okay. All right. And was there any red flags from the beginning that things would get a little out of hand with her?
I mean, I'll tell you, the biggest thing was, like, you know, every once in a while you see somebody where you're just like, there's no way this girl will be interested in me, but I'll try it anyway. And then you don't expect to get, like, a swipe back.
Totally.
But she did.
Okay. Hey, so that either means she thought you were equally attractive, or it means that she's nuts and no one else will date her.
Right. You know, either one of those could apply. You never know.
Okay. How long had you guys talked before you actually went out?
We didn't talk long before I took a chance and asked her out. Because I'm like, this girl is not going to stay alone for very long. I got to take a chance when I get it.
Okay.
My whole thinking is like, I'm not the best looking guy in the world, but I know my personality is good. If I can just meet him once, I usually can win him over.
I feel you on that one. Like, I feel like I'm a slow burn.
Yeah. Yeah, women will give you more of a chance based on things other than looks than guys.
Yeah. So. That's a nice part about being a dude is you can be a troll. As long as you're kind of funny, you can get dates with very, very attractive women.
Yeah, exactly.
So what'd you guys do when you went out?
We went to an outdoor concert.
That's a great first date.
Oh, it was awesome. She was just as hot as she was in her pictures, but she was also really sweet.
Oh, that's great. So she had a beautiful personality.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. But you know how those outdoor concerts are. If you stand back far enough, you can hear the music, but then you can still talk to each other.
Yeah, right. That's always nice. Because if you go to a concert or a club or something like that, a lot of times you can't even really talk. You can kind of hear what they're saying, and then you throw out an answer that you think is on topic, but really you both of you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're wearing a pirate shirt.
Right.
Understand how you went to an outdoor concert and you almost died.
Yeah.
So the whole night was going really well. It was like, he was really intense, but then it kind of became what I like to say, unexpected, because I was like, do you want to like get away from this and go for a walk and go to a bar or something like that? You know, because at this point things are going so well. I'm like, I got to try and get this girl, you know, as far away from other people as possible. And so,
wait, hold on. I don't understand why you want to take her far away from people.
Well, I mean, at this point, I was thinking about maybe trying to steal a kiss or something.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
You wanted to make out. Okay.
Just a little more privacy.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like you were going to put her in the trunk of a car the way you described it. So I just want to make sure we were on the same page.
No, that's a second date thing.
Okay.
And what happened next?
So, like, we walk away from the park, and we start coming to this really dark area, like, right at the edge of the park. The sun's going down a little bit, and there's, like, bridges and stuff there. So we start walking through there, and all of a sudden, this dude jumps out with a knife.
With a knife?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a knife.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
And you ran and left her there to deal with it, I'm guessing.
Pushed her down.
Well, here's the thing. I have done some self-defense courses.
Okay.
So, like, I just sort of jumped into, like, protection mode. And
really?
I jumped in front of Cecilia, and I told her to get out of there, and she did. And then, like, I know this is going to sound, it's going to be tough to believe, but me and this guy, like, we fought.
What?
Wait, you battled a dude in the park with a knife?
Yeah.
What, don't you think the better idea would be to run? Why are you fighting dudes with knives?
He's trained.
I mean, look, if anything's going to impress this girl, it's going to be jumping in front of a guy with a knife.
That's true. Yeah, you save her life by beating up a dude that jumped out of the bushes with a knife. I think that would score you a second date.
Yeah, and you can't be honestly still thinking about the date when a guy with a knife is in front of you.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it was just kind of instinct.
That's cool, man. That's
so what happened in the fight?
He dropped the knife. I got cut a little bit, but nothing more than superficial. But eventually, I guess he just thought it wasn't worth it anymore because I got the knife out of his hand. It fell, and then he ran away.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
God.
And did you meet up with her after that?
Well, I turned around. Obviously, she was gone, and it had been a couple of minutes, so she was probably far down the road. And then all of a sudden, she texted me and asked if I was okay. I said, yeah. And then I said, well, hey, why don't we meet at, like, Starbucks in 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Starbucks, cleaned myself up a little bit, and she never showed up. And I've been texting her ever since and not getting a reply.
What? She hasn't replied at all?
You saved her life, pretty much.
I know.
Hold on. Why do you want to call a girl that won't call you back after that incident? Like, you always hear that those things bring people closer together.
Mm-hmm. My first thought is maybe she was just freaked out. I'm like really shaken up by it. And I don't know. I don't want to be like traumatizing her or anything by reminding her. But also, like, I want to make sure that she's all right. And honestly, I want to go out again.
Yeah, yeah. It could have just been a super scary thing for her. And like now she just doesn't want to call you back because she just has a bad memory associated with it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think she's a woman that just left you in the woods with a guy with a knife and then sent you a text to check on you.
Well, to like, be fair, I told her to leave.
Yeah, you did say you'd protect her, and it sounds like you did. It's just weird that she wouldn't at least answer any more of your texts, like even just to talk to you a little bit.
And you,
that's weird.
Yeah, so she hasn't answered you at all since asking you if you're okay.
No, and that's why I want to do this second date update thing. I want to try and get her on the phone and see what's going on.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll play a song, come back, and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, hang on.